We got a fantastic tribute show coming to the Mighty Peace Golf Club, so I thought I'd bring someone in to chat about it.
My name is Jackie Grange. I'm the creator of the ABBA Story, which started in 2004 here in Ontario, and we've been performing ever since, still going strong.
Awesome. And tell me a little bit about the show. What can people expect?
Well, we usually have the full show, but with the Benny and Bjorn characters, which happen to be our real husbands, just like the real ABBA.
Wow.
Only we're married to the opposite partners, though. In order to travel, we travel with the ABBA girls. It's just simpler to travel with flights and hotel rooms and to move around a little bit quicker, and you know, using one car to drive around instead of maybe a minivan. So we do perform as the ABBA girls, and we have original costumes as far as staying to the details of what ABBA wore, not what we want to personally wear, because we're representing ABBA and the whole experience. And you want to feel like you're really seeing the real girls as much as we can. So our costumes are very detailed. We try and harmonize and sound as much as we can like ABBA would. Remembering that when ABBA started, they didn't speak any English, and they learned a lot of English from actually singing the songs that were written by Benny and Bjorn, because they had to articulate very clearly. In a lot of the songs, you will hear them announce the letters in the words very clearly because they're trying to speak good English. So that was a really good tip for us to work on when we first started doing this.
With traveling around, have there been any stories from the road, any interesting things happen from show to show?
It's all been good and positive, but when we come out west to Alberta, my favorite thing was seeing the wild horses on the side of the road. And it's like, wow, this is awesome. And it's just the beauty of them going from maybe the prairies to the mountains. And it's just beautiful. We were last out to Peace River, I think, in 2018, and it's going to be so nice to come back. We did another tour since then, but we didn't get to come out to Peace River. So we're really looking forward to coming back, and it's be the same two girls, myself and Adrienne, who plays Agnetha. I play Frida, the one with the dark or reddish hair, and we've incorporated some new songs into our act, and it'll be fresh and new costumes. So I hope everybody comes out and has a good time, because it's for all ages. Like, that's the great thing about the ABBA tribute, is that it keeps reinventing itself and introducing music to new generations, specifically through the Mamma Mia movies. You know, they can keep coming out as long as they want to put out a new movie, because it keeps our band going, you know, because the younger generation, they're playing it at weddings and dances, and then you've got the 70, 80-year-olds that just love it too.
And I know we talked about that the shows usually go really well, but has there ever been a time where things maybe didn't go as planned, or that you had to kind of improvise on the spot?
A lot of times, if people give us a wooden stage and we are in stiletto heels with boots, sometimes our heels fall through the cracks of the stage in the wood. So things like that we have to be careful of. But also be careful of playing in places maybe outdoors that it's extremely hot. And we've got wigs on, and we have to make sure that we stay hydrated and maybe not go full out with the energy. You have to kind of coordinate it to what the weather is too, you know.
How did you originally get into something like this?
Well, this is funny because I never planned on being a singer, and I kind of started later in life. And then in 2003, I got married, and at our small wedding reception, all we did is set up the karaoke machine because a lot of my friends were singers, and for entertainment, we just took turns singing. And my friend and I, we got up and sang some ABBA, and then my husband and her husband joined in, and after that, the guests come up to us and said, "You guys sound really great with the ABBA. That's something you should think of doing, like, really." And so that's what we did. We started out in retirement homes, and very quickly we moved to maybe restaurants and a bigger theater venue, and it just grew and grew from there. And that original couple that we had then since retired, and in 2012, the girl that I have been performing with in theater shows, doing other themed shows, I asked her if she'd be interested in playing Agnetha because my girlfriend had just retired, and she said, "Yes, I think I would. It sounds great." And I was looking for a Benny, and I was describing the kind of guy we needed to play Benny. She said, "It sounds like you're talking about my husband." So it was perfect. So we had an Agnetha and a Benny together as a package, and that made it so that both couples are really married, like the real ABBA. So it worked out great, and we're still together, and we've done, oh, wow, we've done Atlantic City at the Tropicana Hotel. We've done big theater venues in Ontario. And also, Adrienne, the girl that plays Agnetha, we have been to Mexico, Florida, and, of course, Western Canada. So we've done a lot together. So we're very, very tight in our harmonies and our vocals and our choreography. And it's just, and on top of it all, it's just so much fun.
Do you have any favorite songs you love to sing while up on stage?
Yeah, I think Dancing Queen, for me and my character, Frida, that was her favorite song. And I just think that whenever that song comes on, it's just like everybody gets up on the dance floor, or everybody just throws their hands up and starts singing and gets up the husbands to, you know, everybody comes really alive with Dancing Queen. But I also like SOS. That's one of my favorite songs. And I like a lot of the faster ones. There's one called So Long, See Ya Honey, Can't Buy Me With Your Money. Really the fast ones. And If It Wasn't for the Night is a song they did in Japan. And it never really went to the top of the charts, but that's one of my favorites also.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention or make sure to say?
Yes. You know, feel free, if you're coming to the show, to dress up in 70s. You know, you're not going to offend us by, you know, dressing in a costume, and it might just be like ours too, which, you know, great. We're going to have a party. We're going to have a good time. I just want to remind people that ABBA still holds the second spot ranking worldwide for the most successful worldwide groups in the history of music. And of course, everybody can guess that the Beatles still and probably always will hold the first spot. But worldwide, you have to think Australia, Japan, which adored ABBA, worldwide, we still hold the number two spot. So along with the fantastic songwriting of Benny and Bjorn, we're not going to go anywhere. We're not going to drop down in the ranks. So we're always going to be around, and we are just really looking forward to coming back to Peace River, and we're going to have a great time.